Again, we're in the end of the Klal Zayin. Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Rechilos, Klal Zayin. Ulinyan Nisar Kabbalas Rechilos, Dino Hu Kamol Lashon Hara, regarding believing Rechilos, it's like Lashon Hara. Chel Gav, Chel Ches, if you'd give me your doubt, I ain't sham. Alken Yishizor Moid, therefore you should be very careful. Don't believe any rechilos gossip from any man, and even your wife. Even your wife comes home and says, listen what happened. Let's say, it sounds like a normal thing to do. Your wife comes home and says, oi, I just heard someone said such and such about you. She's upset. Someone about a covet of her husband, right? So she's going to come home and tell her husband. So he says, Levad ha'avanatz mishukabalos rechilos. Besides the aveira of rechilos, who may be lots when they zet saras rabbis, you're bringing yourself a lot of troubles. Kibir, why? Listen to this. Kibir oisa shabala makabal devereb sefer parim yafos. Because she sees that her husband's listening to her. Yes, sweetheart, what happened? Oh my gosh, right? Tisaper lo tamen yonam mekeilu. She's going to be inspired. Oh, I should always come home and tell my husband the gossip. Whenever I hear anything, he wants to hear it. So he wants to hear it, so I'll come home and tell him tomorrow also. It's going to bring anger and fighting and upsetness, because she's going to say the gossip, and she's going to get more upset about someone saying gossip about him. He's going to keep believing. She's going to keep saying it. He's going to go, oh! So you would think, listening to gossip from your wife, okay, your wife, you know, no, just the opposite, it's worse. Okay, nanochem oy lebal nefesh, therefore everyone who can take care of himself and watch over his bal nefesh, someone who can control his yetzahara, ligor biishto, he should, obviously, pleasantly, to tell his wife, no, sweetheart, you can't tell me to gossip. Shema saper someone yom elu, whenever she wants to say gossip, yes, we goyer her, which means he has to refuse and tell her that it's not appropriate. And I know you're upset, maybe you heard something about me, etc., etc. Listen, I don't want to hear it. It's better we should, you know, not believe it, not hear it, and we'll be okay. That's the best thing to do in that situation. So that's the word Rabbi said. That's what we learned here. Even if it's from a good friend, it's from a Rebbe, it's from a this, somebody who you would believe, somebody who you're close with, just the opposite, it can get even worse, because then it's going to become more regular. Okay, shkoyach.